Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Friday, the 3rd of March, 2023. Glad to have you along on the end of the work week. And along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer extraordinaire. Mr. Zommers, we have made it to hour number three of a Friday.
That we have. You know, so we talked about my weekend. What do you have going on this weekend?
As Tommy Thompson used to say, thank you so very much for asking. Not a whole lot, I don't think. I sadly have a friend's, not my friend, but her mother passed away this week, so I have to go to a funeral down in Darlington on Saturday. So had a full life, but just one of those things. So be down in Darlington at least for a little while on Saturday. Otherwise, not a whole lot on the docket. I have some laundry I should probably do and catch up on. It is also the final weekend of the youngest godson, Jason, being here in Wisconsin before he moves out permanently to at least for a while out to Seattle. So he's in town, so I may catch him. He's a busy dude, you know. He's a social agenda, you understand. And so he's just crashing at my place at night, but I at least I get to say hi to him before he departs for Seattle next week. Hopefully get out and do a little walking outside again. You know, I'm trying to get outside more, do a little exercise.
I've been wanting to go on walks, but not when it's like 5 degrees out.
I know. But it's what, no, not too bad. I mean, very nice segue there, Mr. Zommers, by the way. Let's take a look at our weather forecast this morning, shall we? 4WRCE in southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center. Forecast for today, 42 degrees. That's not too bad for a walk, right? Partly sunny skies, or partly cloudy, I should say.
Not bad.
A high of 42 in Richland Center. Tonight, decreasing clouds, low at 25. Tomorrow, Saturday, perhaps a snow shower or two, less than an inch possible tomorrow in snow, and a high of 41 in Richland Center for tomorrow. Up in Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio. For today, mostly cloudy, a high of 36. And then for tonight, mostly cloudy continues and a low of 22. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies in the morning, a slight chance of a sprinkle or a snow shower in the afternoon, less than a half an inch possible, and a high of 38 in Wausau. Over in WLAK, Lake Air Radio, beautiful Amory, Wisconsin. Some patchy fog this morning, wearing off by noon, hopefully, and then some cloudy skies in the afternoon, a high of 37 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 22. And tomorrow, Saturday, mostly cloudy and a high of 34 degrees up in Amory. So whatever you are doing this fine weekend, try and get out, enjoy a little weather, a little bit of the clouds. You know, 30s, 40s, not too bad. Bundle up, kind of take a nice walk, get some fresh air, and do everybody a little good. Coming up in this hour, Mr. Zommers will be back with his weekly board game of the week. Looking forward to that. And also a little Mimosa Friday. Things that we're thankful for. Things that we want to be grateful for. Gratitude. Give us a call. Tell us what you're grateful for this hour. And then we'll do a little toast at the end of the show. Looking forward to that. Also going to be talking this hour about some disturbing, some sad news out of Grant County. Just southwest of Richland Center, WRCE, in Fenimore, the Energizer plant, i.e. the Energizer battery company, going to close its doors as well as the plant up in Portage, Wisconsin. Going to be talking about that this hour. First, the campus at Richland Center, now this plant in Fenimore. Tough times for folks in southwest Wisconsin. 10 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Here are some news headlines for you around the country. Life in prison. That was the sentence this morning given to Alex Murdaugh, the 54-year-old disgraced South Carolina attorney whose trial garnered national attention. He was found guilty yesterday for murdering his wife and son. After more than a month of listening to dozens of witnesses, jurors took less than 3 hours to convict Murdaugh. And on all four counts he was facing, 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of possession of a weapon in the commission of a violent crime. And I believe, Mr. Zommers, we have some audio on this. It was released just a little bit ago. Here, courtesy of CNN, here is the judge sentencing Murdaugh this morning.
All right, Mr. Murdaugh, I sentence you to the State Department of Corrections on each of the murder indictments in the murder of your wife, Maggie Murdaugh. I sentence you for the term of the rest of your natural life. For the murder of Paul Murdaugh, whom you probably loved so much, I sentence you to prison for murdering him for the rest of your natural life. Those sentences will run consecutive.
That was
under the statute involving possession of a weapon during a violent crime. There is no sentence where a life sentence is imposed on other indictments.
That was the judge this morning sentencing Alec Murdaugh to life in prison for both the convictions of murdering his wife and son. Again, if you didn't catch it there, the judge waived or said there was no sentence for the other charges of having possession of a weapon because in this case, the two life sentences in South Carolina, there's no chance for parole, so no need to sentence him on the convictions for the deadly weapon or possession of a weapon. Alex Murdaugh sentenced to consecutive life in prison terms for being convicted of killing his wife and son. Over in England, UK, and here at home, news of the royal eviction. Prince Harry and Meghan have been asked to vacate their residence gifted to them by the late Queen Elizabeth, been kicked out of Frogmore in favor of his uncle, Prince Andrew. Disgraced Prince Andrew. Get in the house. Prince Harry, out. We'll be back. More news after this on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. The Todd Allball Show. It is 10:15 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Friday, the 3rd of February, 2023. Want to get into this hour, a news story from WKOW Channel 27 here in the Madison area. A story that is disturbing, to say the least, if you work in southwest Wisconsin or in central Wisconsin, south central Wisconsin. Mayors of Portage and Fenimore preparing to help 600-plus workers facing unemployment. If you're one of those affected or know someone who is, or if you want to talk about anything else on the show this morning, weigh in, give us a call. Call a number this morning, toll-free, won't cost you a dime, 715-388-7155. Welcome your calls this morning. For many folks, jobs are going well. The economy is good. For others, not so much. We've seen it in the announced closure of the UW-Richland campus and Richland Center. And now here this morning, closures of major plants in Fenimore and Portage. If you want to weigh in, give us a call. Area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Go to the story now, courtesy of WKOW Channel 27. Channel 27 News confirmed on Wednesday that Energizer plans to close its plants in Fenimore and Portage. 27 says they first reported in January the company was considering consolidating the two facilities. Now the company says it intends to conduct, quote, phased closings of the plants. This means hundreds of those Energizer workers will not have jobs next year. Sarah Chaver has worked at the Fenimore plant for 11 years, and now she's out of a job. Quote, I've got to pick up and start over again. I expected to retire with Energizer, Cheever said. Cheever said workers were told layoffs would start as early as this coming July. She will be one of 400 employed Fenimore workers. Energizer has provided a comfortable living for her and her 9 children, and she's now left with many questions. Quote, where am I going to go to find another job? Am I going to find another job that's going to pay as well as Energizer does? She questioned. The mayors of both cities are ready to help out. 400 people in Fenimore affected by this. And again, Fenimore is a small community in southwest Wisconsin in Grant County, which is the furthest, most southwest county in Wisconsin. It abuts on the southern end, Illinois, on the western side, the Mississippi River. And just north of Grant County, northeast, is Richland Center, of course, where WRCE is. Part of our listenership at WRCE goes down into Grant County. Been to Fenimore a lot. Again, I worked for former State Senator Dale Schultz, who represented Fenimore for years. Great community. Hometown of former State Senator Dick Kruhl. Home of the technical college there in Fenimore. Great employer as well. Great educational facility. But 400 people. And as I heard this morning on the way into work, one of the convenience store people there said, look, it's not just the people that work at Energizer. It's the people that sell gas, people that sell coffee, fast food places. All those businesses in Fenimore will be affected by this because the reality is probably not all 400 people being laid off in Fenimore are going to find employment in Fenimore. Going back to the article from WKOW, the mayors of both cities, that is Fenimore and Portage, are ready to help out. Hundreds of workers will lose their jobs when the Portage Energizer plant closes, leaving the city's mayor to ask a big question. Quote, can we find a job for 232 people in the city of Portage? Mayor Mitchell Craig asked. He said, yes, the city can. Quote, we're very fortunate that way that we probably have that many openings at all the other industrial facilities that we have in the city. Are the jobs the same kind of benefits, the same kind of pay? Probably not, because a lot of them are non-union jobs. But can we find them all a job? We probably can, Craig said. So this is another issue that are facing in the state of Wisconsin, particularly our small communities, but across the entire state. It's not just the fact that we have people who are unemployed. And again, unemployment in this state is historically low. Unemployment in the country is historically low. But what we rarely talk about are the underemployed. Not the unemployed, the underemployed. So it means, yes, you have a job, but what pay are you getting? What benefits do you receive? And there's a lot of jobs that offer basic benefits, but the amount of money that you have to pay for those benefits, the matching payment, your company pays part, and then you pay the rest, a lot of times there are people who cannot afford to sign up for the benefits because that means a choice between buying groceries and not. So yes, people may have a job, but they can't even afford the benefits that are being offered through that job because they're not being paid enough. Again, the mayor of Portage saying that in Portage, a lot of the jobs are available to these now laid off Energizer employees are non-union jobs. Now, I'm not saying that every job has to be a union job, but let's recognize again the importance and power of a union to provide a better paying job. And remember, unions aren't just teachers. Ask your plumber if they're part of a union. Ask your electrician if they're part of a union. Ask your builder if they're part of a union. That's kind of the unknown or the little talked about, I don't want to call it a secret, but you know, a lot of folks that are going around with mega stickers and Trumpster stickers on their work trucks, they're part of a union. And God bless them. I think that's great. I can't do plumbing. I can't do electric. I think they should get paid what they're worth. I think people in the trades are some of the most valuable people we have today. And we need more people going into the trades because they pay really well. And part of the reason they pay really well is because many of them, if not the vast majority, are union jobs. And that's why it's not cheap to call a plumber or electrician. And again, I look at plumbers and electrician the same way as I look at doctors and teachers. All part of the same mix, in my opinion. Those are professional jobs that I couldn't begin to do. When I go in for a surgical procedure or a dental procedure, I want my hygienist and my dentist to be well-rested and happy and calm, because they're going into my mouth, or my surgeon cutting into my body. When I got a plumbing problem or an electrical problem, I want my plumber or electrician to be happy. I hope they went out on their boat and fished or hunted or whatever they do. And I hope they could afford to live very comfortably, because when they're rewiring my house or fixing my plumbing, I don't want them to mess up. So I'm same with teachers. When teachers are teaching children, I want them to be able to be happy and focused, because it's not an easy job. And we're talking about young minds. So I believe that our plumbers, our electricians, our doctors, our hygienists, our nurses, our teachers, all professionals should be paid a professional salary. But remember, many of those are union jobs, if not all. And now you have a situation in Fenimore. 400 people are affected by this layoff. And now they're going to be looking for work. And in Portage, too. Continuing on the story here at WKOW, Fenimore Mayor Ryan Bobel tells 27 News, quote, "Our task force has created a plan to assist all community members in receiving training and workforce advancement opportunities, regardless of the future of the Energizer Fenimore plant. In the coming months, please look for information on job fairs, training opportunities, and available resources. Fenimore will continue to be a great place to live, work, and play. Your Fenimore community is here for you, and we will continue to move forward together." Unquote. Cheever, the Energizer employee we talked about earlier, said she's frustrated because she's been a dedicated Energizer employee and now feels the company has turned its back on its workers. Quote, "They've done nothing to help us. I hope that everybody knows that Energizer is sending our jobs overseas." Unquote, Cheever said. Energizer employees said they've been told both plants will close entirely by July of 2024. You know what's missing in this article? That I haven't been able to find it. Is a statement by our state senator, Howard Markline. I don't see anything. You got the mayors of Fenimore and Portage doing their work, trying to help people out. And I'm only holding Senator Markline to the same standard that my boss set, my former boss. Because I'm telling you, when Dale Schultz was the state senator, we actually had something called a rapid response team that was put in place. Had someone in our office who was spearheading that, who had a laundry list, an actual booklet of frequent numbers for all the local elected officials, emergency officials, also Department of Commerce, Department of Workforce Development, technical colleges, university system. So when an announcement like that was made under Dale Schultz, didn't matter what time of day or night it was, didn't matter what day of the week, it was the weekend, we were expected either from our homes or to go into the office and get to work on this and offering our support to local mayors, to local county board chairs, to local village chairs, town chairs, wherever the business was that was shutting down or going out of business. We were supposed to be the liaison, because we work for the taxpayers, supposed to be the liaison to local community. And it didn't matter whether it was Republicans or Democrats, didn't matter. They were part of the 17th Senate District in Southwest Wisconsin. Now, in less than 6 months, we've had two major places closed down in the 17th Senate District of Wisconsin, UW-Richland campus, and now the Energizer plant in Fenimore. Is Howard Markline just sending his thoughts and prayers? Does he even care? This is what frustrates me, you guys. Is that he sits up in his big chair in Madison, co-chair of the powerful Joint Finance Committee, has $7 billion in surplus he's working with. And no statement that I can find about the 400 people that just lost their jobs in Fenimore, Wisconsin. Think about that next time you vote. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Show. It is now 10:33 here on the Civic Media Radio Network, featuring the music this morning of Wayne Shorter, the Grammy-winning saxophonist and composer who helped shape the sound of contemporary jazz, passed away last night, according to his publicist, at the age of 89. Wayne Shorter, nominated for 23 Grammy Awards during his career and won 12 times. Thank you, Mr. Zomers. Appreciate that. You said you played some of his music, right?
Jazz? Yeah, like, I know for sure I played Footprints that I played earlier.
Yeah.
On trombone. Did I play it on anything else? I don't know. But it's a fun one.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got some good stuff.
One of those composers where maybe the name doesn't like come to mind for a big hit, but sometimes when you hear that music, it's like, oh, yeah, I know that tune, or I've heard that tune, or I've played it, or whatever. And you're like, that was a Wayne Shorter tune? Wow.
Definitely. If you've played, like, any jazz standards or anything, especially if any of it's somewhat newer, I'm sure you've played Wayne Shorter or heard it if you've been at any, I don't know, if there's a jazz band playing at a wedding, they probably played something by Wayne Shorter.
Yeah, absolutely. Remembering him this morning here on the All Ball Show, it is, as we said, 10:34, a little under a half an hour away from 11 o'clock, and that, get ready, set the recording studios to record the program, or just, you don't have to do that anymore. You can listen to the podcast. Better yet, listen live. Stream it. At the top of the hour, it is As Goes Wisconsin with Krista Bry and Jay Matinair. Always a great show from 11 until 2 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is As Goes Wisconsin. And then at 2 o'clock, if you listen to us on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, it's Chad Holmes with the Chad Holmes Show. All that is news, sports, information, even a juggler or two. I'm not sure, but maybe. All it is news around Wausau and the central Wisconsin. It's informative. It's entertaining. Was happy to be a guest on his program earlier this week. Had a great conversation. Chad Holmes. Check him out on WXCO every afternoon from 2 until 4. For the rest of the Civic Media Network at 2 o'clock, it will be Dueling Tangents with Luke Mathers and Brian Kelly. We'll see if Brian's going to be in the studio. He is the mysterious co-host. He kind of breezes in, he breezes out. Luke, almost always there holding down the anchor. Mr. Kelly, he's a busy man. He has lots of talents. Both very busy. You're absolutely right. So Luke and Brian, they will have a tangent, 2 or 3. Take your calls as well. Always a great show, Dueling Tangents, at 2 o'clock on every place except WXCO in Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. And then at 3 o'clock, get right to it. Matt Flynn, direct. The lines are open. You're not woke if you don't know history. Taking your calls. Telling it like it is. Matt Flynn, direct. I haven't listened in a couple of days. I've been busy. Looking forward to tuning in myself. Always makes me feel better. Gives me a smile. Gives me information. It's Matt Flynn, direct, at 3 o'clock. Then at 4, the flagship program, The Devil's Advocates, with Crudy and Dom. Remember, it's never personal. Only politics. The Devil's Advocates, taking your calls across the state, across the country, and informing you, bringing you the latest in political news, joy, and entertainment. At 6, get a Native American perspective of life and news. That's Native Roots Radio. And then later on, it is the Rick Smith Show, 8 to 10, across America. Working class issues. He doesn't take calls. He takes emails. Voice your opinion on Rick Smith tonight. That's the lineup. Enjoy the lineup as it is. We appreciate all of you tuning in throughout the day. And remember, if you don't have the ability, although it's getting harder and harder as Civic Media creates a broader footprint in Wisconsin, now buying stations in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Racine, Kenosha. Those stations will be on the air soon, along with Hayward. It's going to be tough to drive anywhere in Wisconsin and not be able to get Civic Media over the air. But you don't have to miss any of it. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app. Go to your smartphone, go to your app store, type in Civic Media. That's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download it for free. It takes less than a minute. Go to other stations. Scroll down to WRCE, News from the Center, and bada bing, bada boom, you can take us with you anywhere you go. Want to get to a breaking story this morning. Ties in with our first issue of the first hour on the Supreme Court. AP News now, from Wisconsin, Scott Bauer. Headline, Wisconsin voters warned about absentee ballot mailing. Dateline Madison. Wisconsin voters and election officials are being warned about misleading mailers from Washington, D.C.-based group that have incorrect information on pre-filled absentee ballot applications. The Wisconsin, we're talking about the April 4th ballot coming up for state Supreme Court justice. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said yesterday that the errors were admitted to by the Center for Voter Information, a group that has worked to register voters and elect Democrats across the country. The Elections Commission said that the group's commercial printer has admitted to mistakenly listing incorrect names on the absentee voter application form. The Election Commission has received numerous calls from voters, primarily in Dane County, who were confused by the mailing. It said in a communication to election clerks statewide. However, it said the Center for Voter Information was unable to say how widespread the mailing was. News of the mailing comes about a month before the April 4th spring election. The biggest race on the ballot is for an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with the winner determining whether liberals or conservatives have majority control. There's also a proposed state constitutional amendment that would allow judges to consider more factors when setting bail and a host of other local elections. March 30th is the deadline to request an absentee ballot. So again, not exactly sure what this is. It's confusing even when I read through it, but as best I can tell, and there's all these third-party groups that get involved in these elections, and it drives me nuts, to be honest. So this one is called Center for Voter Information. So basically, when you get these mailings in the mail, my first advice is to throw them all out. I mean, you know, campaigns would hate me for that. When I was in the campaign business, I would hate me for that. But, you know, very few of them are true anymore. Some are, but very few are. But if you look at the small print, all right, look down at the bottom of the mailer. There has to be a required by law. It has to say who paid for this. And if you see something that says paid for by the Center for Voter Information, just disregard it. All right, Center for Voter Information. And this may actually be coming from someone trying to help Judge Janet Protasiewicz. But apparently their commercial printer has admitted to mistakenly listing incorrect names on the absentee voter application form. So what this is a mailer to you to send to your local clerk to get an absentee ballot to vote absentee. All right, here's what you do. Let me just give you a piece of information, advice based on my years, 30 plus in politics. Don't use any of these mailings that come to your mailbox, especially for voting. I don't care whether it's on the left or the right. Because it's crap like this that can make you lose your vote. All right? The people that run the elections in our communities are our friends, our neighbors, and oftentimes our family. They're people who sit next to us in church. They're people who teach our kids or are retired teachers. They are former firefighters and police officers. It's great to vote absentee if that's what you want to do. But just work with your local clerk. They're friendly folks. They're great people. Doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Well, if you vote in a township or a town, reach out to your town clerk. Give them a call. A lot of them, you know, there's not permanent offices. They work out of their house. Say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it on election day. Can you mail me an absentee ballot or can I stop by and vote early? If you live in a village or in a city, call your village or city clerk and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to vote on April 4th. I'm not going to be in town or I'm whatever. I can't make it. I need to vote early. Ask them how to do it. You can either look at, yes, there are still phone books out there. I know that's very old school, but look in the phone book for your county or town clerk or city clerk, or just Google it up, as my former boss liked to say. Google it up. Take out your smartphone or your computer. Go to Google. Put in, you know, Richland County Clerk or Richland Center Clerk or Amory Clerk, Barron County Clerk. And they'll help you.
Or myvote.wi.gov.
There. Thank you, Aaron. There's a younger person's perspective because he knows what's up. What, say that again, please.
Myvote.wi.gov. It'll have the information, but if you do have questions, it also tells you who your clerk is, so you can call them either way.
There you are. Check it out. Myvote.wi.gov. Correct, Aaron? All right. Myvote.wi for Wisconsin. So my vote, my myvote, myvote.wi.gov, standing for gov. That's how you vote absentee. Don't try to use something that some third party sent you in the mail, even though some of them might be good. Because it comes out now that one of these mailers has incorrect information. Do not lose your vote. And make sure you do vote. And as we talked earlier on the show, if you want to make sure that we have fair courts in this state, if you want to make sure that we don't have people like Jim Troupas, a crooked attorney who tried to steal our votes in 2020, if you don't want to see him reappointed to this commission that oversees judges in the state, then elect Janet Protasiewicz. Great justice. Will do a great job of applying the law fairly. Janet Protasiewicz is the person to vote for. If you want a guy who accepted over $100,000 in money from the Republican Party to help advise them on how to steal your vote in 2020, then, you know, Dan Kelly's your guy. He's a crook. But if you don't want that, then vote for Janet Protasiewicz. It is 10:45, time for Board Game of the Week.
All right, here we go. It's that time again for Board Game of the Week.
So today,
yes,
I am sharing a classic board game with everybody. One that, if you're into board games at all, you've probably heard of. But I'd be remiss if I never mentioned it on this segment. And that is Settlers of Catan.
Oh.
It is a 3-4 player game with a bit of an asterisk because there's about a million expansions for it. And if you want more players, there's another box for that.
All right.
Takes around an hour to play. It's not too complicated. And it's about $50. But because it's such a common game, it's easy to wait for it to go on sale. So,
right. Well, wait for it to go on sale.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well.
Right.
So you compete for resources. There's a big board with a bunch of hexagons that each have different terrain. There will be some that give you rocks, some that give you wood from trees or clay from a mine. And you roll dice, and the number that's on each hexagon, if you roll that number, whoever has a building on that tile will get that resource. So you keep working, trying to build up your cities until you get enough points to win.
By the way, if we need to carry this forward, because I didn't give much time. I didn't look at the clock. I'm sorry. So we could continue Board Game of the Week after the break if you want to do that.
That's all good. It's all right. It's a pretty simple one. Right. I already got through most of it. Yeah, right. You just compete to make cities. It's a pretty simple one, easy to get people into play. And it's easy to find at any game store and even a lot of retail stores these days, like Walmart or Target or whatever. So keep an eye out for it.
And the name is?
Settlers of Catan.
Very good.
Oh, and there's also a bunch of different themed versions. So if you want Star Trek Catan, there's that too.
Oh, all right. There you are, Board Game of the Week. A Star Trek version of Settlers of Catan. I once knew a man from Catan. I'm just showing. I just said that. I have no idea what the rest of that would even be. Anyway, we'll be back with our next segment, our final segment of the week after this. Stay with us here on the Tunnel. It is 10:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, our final segment for the week here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up at the top of the hour, it is As Goes Wisconsin with Krista Bry and Jane Matinere. Great show, great programming, 3 hours of fun, excitement, and entertainment. Hold on to your hat. It is As Goes Wisconsin at 11 o'clock. Just tune in for that. And then, of course, at 2 o'clock on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, it is the Chad Holmes Show from 2 until 4. All that is news, entertainment, and fun in central Wisconsin, out of Wausau. The Chad Holmes Show. For the rest of the network at 2 o'clock, it is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Great program, a great tangent or two from sports to news to your phone calls. Do not miss it. At 3 o'clock, it is Matt Flynn Direct. Gets right into it. Takes your calls. I'm sure he'll be talking about this Jim Troopa story. And the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, nobody knows it better than Matt Flynn. And then at 4 o'clock, we have the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. At 6 o'clock, it is Native Roots. And at 8 o'clock, the Rick Smith Show. Want to finish up this morning with a cool little feel-good story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Hannah Kirby, entitled A Wisconsin Crochet Prodigy Made Blankets for Giannis's Son After Getting Bucks Tickets from Michael Strahan. Just like Giannis Antetokounmpo is a superstar in the basketball world, Jonah Larson is a superstar in the crocheting community. At just 15 years old, Larson of La Crosse has been featured on TV shows, in national publication, and has written books. With a little bit of luck, he met Giannis, his idol, as he calls him, in spring of 2021 and gave him a blanket for his son, Liam. And last weekend, with the help of a whole lot of Twitter followers, plus Michael Strahan, yes, that Michael Strahan of ABC's Good Morning America, Larson was able to ensure that Giannis' second son, Maverick, has a blanket of his own. Quote, as a sibling myself, I'm certainly glad to know that when one gets one, the other got one as well, said Jonah, who has two older brothers. Here's how it all came together. After a Twitter plea, Jonah's blanket made it to the center court and then to Giannis. In January, 15-year-old Larson was featured on a kid creator series on Good Morning America. After the show, Strahan told Jonah that he knew a Bucks owner and could get tickets for the Larson family. Of course, Jonah was all excited, said Jennifer Larson, Jonah's mom. I said, Jonah, it probably won't happen, but it was a nice gesture. But a day later, getting the family to the game was already in the works. Using only his fingers, Larson, who can speed crochet, knocked out a reversible blanket for Maverick in just 2 hours. This kid can do a crochet blanket with his fingers in 2 hours.
That's pretty speedy.
I'd say so. It featured the Bucks logo in blue and white at the center and an extra special design at the edges. I loved how it turned out, Larson said. Unsure of how they're going to get the blanket to Giannis, Jonah asked his Twitter followers, he has 16,000 of them, by the way, if anyone could help. Boy, were people nice, Jennifer said. They were spreading it around and around and around. Jonah's message made it to the Bucks personnel. When he and his family made it to Fiserv Forum on Sunday, they were invited to the pregame warm-up, and Jonah got it to get his picture taken in the center court with his blanket and high-five players when the starting lineup was announced. The players look big on TV, but when you're like 10 feet away from them, they're huge, Jonah said. The family also had floor seats at center court and access to a VIP room full of food, including prime rib. It was just the most special day for our family, Jennifer, his mom said. Jonah gave the blanket to Bucks personnel to give to Giannis. The next day, Jennifer said she got an email from the Bucks assuring her that the MVP did indeed get the gift. How cool is that? Huh? I mean, that's just spectacular. That's a feel-good. You have a 15-year-old kid. He's a prodigy crocheter, does it with his fingers, ends up at the Bucks game. That's pretty cool. I think that's a good way to end the week, I think. Good way to end the week. Time for a little Mimosa Friday here on a Friday. Mr. Zomers, we're going to ask you what you're thankful for. We got a couple of minutes here. If you want to call in and tell us what you're thankful for, give us a call. 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Mr. Zomers, that time of the week, what are you grateful for? What do you got gratitude for this week?
I'm grateful to have good friends in the area. And that, yeah, I moved away from home. I'm still in the state, but right, a few hours away. But I still have some of the same friends and some new ones in the area. And it's nice to all be able to count on each other and help each other out with stuff. What about you?
That's awesome. That's the good stuff. Similar this week, you know, took the trip out to Seattle last weekend with my very close friends, Kurt and Florcy, and their oldest son, my youngest godson, Jason. And thankful for, they're really like family to me, not just friends, but family. And thankful for them. Thankful for a great time out there. Thankful for safe travels, right? And back. And also, we talked about this a little bit. As much as I always like to travel, I'm never unhappy to come back to Wisconsin. And so grateful for the contentment of living in a state like Wisconsin, whether it's Southwest Wisconsin or Central Wisconsin or Northwest Wisconsin, wherever it is, we have it pretty good here, to be honest, from climate to quality of life. So grateful to be born and to live in the great state of Wisconsin. Grateful for family. Talked this week a lot about values with Kira Sabin. And, you know, I had a mom and a dad who and grandparents who were very instrumental in giving me and helping to shape my values. Thankful for that. Thankful for health, more or less. You know, maybe my craziness could be addressed. But, you know, physically I'm fine. What else? Just, you know, grateful for friends and family as always. You know, you never know when this all gets taken away or when it all ends. We don't have control over that. But what we do have control over is today and what we do with each other and ourselves today. So on that note, it's that time to pull up a little Kenny Chesney. Mr. Zomers, who lives like we do?
We do.
We do. Cheers, everybody, on the Mimosa Friday. That's right. Happy to have you along with us on a Friday. Happy to have us all week. Thank you to our guest today, Mr. Brady Ewing from Richland Center. What a great guy Brady is. Great guy. Actually, his mom, I believe, had a birthday. We should have talked about that. I believe Andrea had a birthday this week. So happy birthday belated to her. Thank you to Mr. Zomers, as always, our producer and engineer, all of our fine guests this week, and of course, always to you all for listening. We could not do this show without you. We could not do it without your listenership, listening to us online, streaming, and on the podcast as well. We appreciate you all. Make it a great weekend in Wisconsin, across the state, or wherever you are traveling. Be safe, be happy, live in the present, and be with us once again on Monday when we do it all over again. Until then, this is Todd Allball saying thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to Civic Media. And remember, keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum.